The United Nations suspended the aid missions to Rutshuro and surrounding areas, citing the difficulty of dealing with roadblocks, the crowds of civilians, and the lack of security. Spokeswoman Sylvie van den Wildenberg said that the United Nations was forced to take the measure because of the security situation in the area. To her knowledge, she said, humanitarian agents had not been deliberately targeted, but that there were instances of aid workers and vehicles being caught up in the violence. A UN World Food Programme truck, loaded with food aid, was destroyed in the uprising. Van den Wildenberg added that it is unfortunate that the population would have to pay the price for the violence. But, she said, those were the consequences for expressing discontent in an inappropriate manner. Reports from the area said thousands of civilians rioted in the wake of confusion over the presence of UN peacekeepers in the area. Military spokesman for the UN forces, Jean-Paul Dietrich, said that the troops had been called in to replace forces of the Congo government, which had withdrawn.
Le but de tous ces événements était en fait les violations du cessez-le-feu causées par.
Dietrich said the government's troops presence there had violated the terms of a ceasefire and that they needed to withdraw to comply with the agreement. The attacks on the UN peacekeepers began late Monday after they entered the Rutshuro area. Dietrich explained that the Blue Helmets had entered as a separation force to ensure that the area would not be reoccupied by a paramilitary group active in the area. The head of the UN mission in the DRC, Alan Doss, said the ceasefire between all Congolese parties, known as the Amani process, must be respected by all.
More violence is not the answer, but at the same time, there has to be progress in the Amani process because a ceasefire is fragile.
The conflict in eastern Congo has simmered for more than a decade, even as warfare ended in other parts of the large mineral-rich country. A comprehensive peace agreement, signed in 2003, has proved only partially effective for the large, ethnically diverse eastern area, controlled in parts by a variety of militia and rebel forces. Brent Latham for VA News in Dakar.